Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Techno-optimism. No, it's not deciding whether the hard drive is half empty or half full. It is, however, an ideology saying that any problem caused by technology or otherwise can be solved with more technology and innovation, and is claimed by the likes of tech billionaires such as Elon Musk. For a closer look, we're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Gene Hardy, media and information professor at Michigan State University. He's an expert on the role of digital technology in community and economic development. Professor, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Nikki. Thank you for the invitation to speak.
Okay, so what does being a techno-optimist truly mean? What do we mean when we say that?
We can mean a lot of different things. That's one of the interesting things about techno-optimism, is that it means a lot of different things to different people. As you mentioned in the opener, billionaires like Elon Musk and Mark Andreessen have a very sort of rosy view of techno-optimism. As sort of Mark Andreessen published this sort of manifesto last fall, which was sort of the jumping off piece for a lot of people's sort of more public conversation on techno-optimism. And he basically sums it up as, quote, like, we believe that there is no material problem, whether created by nature or by technology, that cannot be solved with more technology, end quote. So that's sort of like a very brief but prescient summary of sort of what sort of techno-optimists themselves oftentimes believe.
And of course, when we're hearing from someone like Andreessen or Musk, it seems that they might have a little bit of bias when coming around to that ideology. But hasn't this been around for a while? I mean, the term being a Luddite, it's an old term, really just meaning we don't want humans being replaced by technology. But this isn't a new phenomenon, is it?
No, not by any means. So the term techno-optimism itself is almost as old as World War II. So it's been around for over half a century at this point. So techno-optimism, and I mean many sort of related ideas related to technology, as you rightly point out, are a tale as old as time at this point.
So what's the issue with thinking that technology will save us? Is it at least part of the solution?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say that it is part of the solution. The problem with the likes of Mark Andreessen, Elon Musk, et cetera, is the sort of full-throated embrace of technology that treats it as the primary sole solution and driver. What I would argue, and what I argue in a recent piece in the conversation with my co-author, Sarah Mavla, is that technology is only one piece of the puzzle, one piece of a solution. And oftentimes technology overshadows the much more complex elements of that solution that are actually necessary for something to be solved to begin with. In many cases, technology oftentimes winds up exacerbating the problems instead of solving them.
Could technology also lead to apathy among the public? Like, oh, well, there'll be some app that will solve that, or someone will come up with some great idea, instead of people taking their own personal responsibility to help solve some of these problems?
That's a really interesting question. To sort of flip that up a little bit, I think that this reliance on other people to solve these solutions with technology actually really empowers a lot of these already very powerful figures to take it upon themselves to say, like, oh, I'm the one who can solve this. I'm going to use my technological prowess, my technological capital, my millions or billions of dollars to solve the solution for the globe. We see this in supply chains. We see this in space travel. We see this in broadband, for example, in rural communities, and Elon Musk's Starlink, et cetera. So this is it's a very common thing. And I think, in just sort of more directly respond to your question, I do think it actually sort of disempowers people to sort of think of these more maybe community-based, not so high-tech solutions to their problems.
Absolutely. And what other kind of problems could having techno-optimism lead to on a society level?
I think one problem that we're having very public conversations about right now is of course sort of the promises of social media with respect to getting people access to social resources, to addressing issues of loneliness, to promoting access to information. So myself, I'm a scholar who does all of my work primarily in rural communities of the United States. So social media for a long time has sort of had this sort of silver lining around it, that it was going to solve all of these social problems. And right now there's a lot of very public conversations about whether or not those social problems themselves are actually being solved, or in many cases, some of them are actually being exacerbated with respect to the decline of public spaces, the endurance of digital divides that we thought were going to go away, et cetera.
Very good point. Our thanks to Professor Gene Hardy, a media and information professor at Michigan State University, talking about techno-optimism.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.